Blog Talk Radio. Jesus Christ which before was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until the time of restitution, for the time of paying back. But restitution is making what is wrong right. So he's going to pay you all back who have done us, the children of Israel, wrong. There's no way you can escape it. There's only one God that you can put your trust in, and that is the God of the Hebrews. Let me keep reading verse 21. Whom the heavens must receive until the time of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. So I want you sheep to know that and understand that. I pray that our Father open up your ears and give you understanding for hearing the word that has been read to you. I say that these words in the name of our Father, and I pray that you understand what has been read unto you. Let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. The only time in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy and to rest. I read from the book of King James. I want you to read Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. That's where you will find the Ten Commandments, as well as in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. I want you to read it for yourself. And let me just check in my old book here to see if I said that correctly, because I don't want to be saying something that's not correct that our Father has given us. Bear with me, sheep, for a moment, please. Yeah, the Ten Commandments is found in Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. I was correct in saying what I said earlier. I want you sheep to have your three P's ready in hand. And you say, well, what are those? Your three P's are your pen, paper, and pencil, so that you can jot down any references that I may state to you. Also, for you younger people who are savvy with these things, electronic devices called notebook, notepads, and whatever else that man has come up with, and you record your information on, do it if you need to. And if I were you, and if I had the ability to have those things, I would record this information. I intend to tell you nothing but the truth. And you know what? I will tell you, once you decide to go over to the Lord's side, well, to our Father in heaven's side, the white man calls him Jesus, but his name is Yeshua. As far as I know, he is the God of the Hebrews, and that's a black generation, a generation of black folks. As I have started reading my Bible and really understanding it much more so than I did when I read the Bible twice prior. So I'm understanding it more this time, and I want you sheep to understand as much as I read to you. Now, I am in the book of Joshua. It tells you on the page that I have on the computer that I am going to read to you, Joshua 19, but that is not so. I have read up to Joshua 22 and up to verse 21, and that's where I start reading from today. Our Father has told Joshua to give the land to Israel, and he has divided the land into lots, and that's where I'm going. And I want you also to know that in a few verses back, I want you to know that he did not, that when I say he, I'm talking about Joshua. He did not drive out all of the Canaanites. So, which says in chapter 15, verse 63, he says that as far as the Jebusites and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah could not drive them out. So the children of Judah could not drive out all of the Jebusites. So the children of Judah lived with those Jebusites unto this day, as well as the Ephraimites. They could not drive out all the Canaanites that were in Gaza. And the Ephraimites lived with those Canaanites until this day. And they served under a tribute. So they had to serve under the Ephraimites. So that's what they have to do. Now, let me go to the chapter 21 and pick up where I left off. I left off on chapter 22. Excuse me, I said 21. I was mistaken. I left off at chapter 22, verse 21. And let's pick up reading from there. We only have a couple of more chapters in the book of Joshua to read, and then we're going to go into the book of Judges. I am so happy about that. Hopefully, we will finish up to chapter 23 today. And when I come back on Tuesday, next Tuesday, I will finish up the entire book of Joshua. And we have read the entire book. And hopefully, you will have learned some things, a few things, as I have learned, even though I've read it before. I didn't remember much of what I had read. But this time, I am trying my best to remember as much as I can. So, let's go to Joshua, the Old Testament. It's in the Old Testament. It's spelled J-O-S-H-U-A. Joshua chapter 22, verse 21. And let's pick up reading there. Then the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh answered and said unto the heads of the thousands of Israel, the Lord God of gods, the Lord God of gods, he knows, and Israel he shall know, if it be a rebellion or in transgression against the Lord, save us not this day that we build another altar unto from following the Lord. or if to offer there are on burnt offerings or meat offering, or it to offer peace offerings thereon, let the Lord himself require it. And if we have not rather done it for fear of this thing, saying, in time to come, your children might speak unto the children, saying, what have you to do with the Lord God of Israel? And what they had done was built a statue, not a statue, but put up a rock. And they want to know the other Israelites were going to fight against the three tribes, the tribe of Reuben, Gad, and the half tribe of Manasseh, because they were thinking that they put that other structure up or rock up to honor other gods, but they didn't. They were honoring God. The other children did not want to fight them, but they were going to fight them if they had to. Verse 25, the Lord has made Jordan a border between us and you children of Reuben and children of Gad. You have no part in the Lord, so shall your children make our children cease from fearing the Lord. Therefore, we said, let us now depart to build us an altar, not for burnt offerings, nor for sacrifice, but that it may be a witness between us and you and our generations after us, that we might do the service of the Lord before him with our burnt offerings and with our sacrifices and with our peace offerings, that your children may not say to our children in time to come, ye shall have no part in the Lord. Therefore, said we, shall therefore, let me read verse 28 again. Therefore, said we, that it shall be when they should say so, say to us or to our generations in past time come, that we might say again, behold, the pattern of the altar of the Lord, which our fathers made, not for burnt offerings, nor for sacrifices, but is a witness before, a witness between us and you. So that's why they put up that altar. It was a witness before the between the children, the other tribes that were going over into Canaan to possess, and that was a witness that between them and the other tribes. That's what it was for, and that's why they were going to fight them. But they had to find out why had they built that altar, and it was just as a witness because it was between them and the other tribe. God forbid that we should rebel against the Lord and turn this day from following the Lord to build an altar for burnt offerings, for meat offerings, or for sacrifices besides the altar of the Lord our God that is before his tabernacle. And when Phinehas, the priest, and the prince of the congregation had heard of the thousands of Israel which were with him, heard the words that the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh spake, it pleased them. So they got an understanding of why they built an altar. It was built for a witness for between the tribes of Israel. And that's the understanding. That was what it was explained to them. Verse 31. I'm still in chapter 22, verse 31. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, said unto the children of Reuben, and unto the children of Gad, and to the half children of Manasseh, this day we perceive that the Lord is among us, because you have not committed this trespass against the Lord. Now we have delivered the children of Israel out of the hand of the Lord. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, and the princess returned from the children of Reuben and from the children of Gad out of the land of Galilee, lived unto the land of Canaan, and the children of Israel, and brought them word again. And the thing pleased the children of Israel, and the children of Israel blessed our God, and did not intend to go up against them in battle to destroy the land wherein the children of Reuben and Gad dwelt. And the children of Reuben and the children of Gad called the altar Ed, E-D, Ed, for it shall be a witness between us that the Lord is God. I have finished reading to you now, chapter 22. Now I will start reading chapter 23. So I want you to understand that the children of Israel has divided the other 7 lots among all the children of Israel. The first, 2.5 tribes received their land on the other side of Jordan. And once they crossed over into the land of Canaan, they divided their lots up into 7 portions. So that's what I want you to understand. As well as they had potlatch, the children of Reuben, Gad, and half tribe of Manasseh had built an altar against God, but they had not. They built it as a witness between them and the other tribes. So that's what I got out of reading chapter 22. Now let us read on into chapter 23, and after we read chapter 23, the last chapter is chapter 24. We will be finished with reading the book of Joshua, then start reading the book of Judges. Let's read chapter 23. And it came to pass a long time after that the Lord had given rest unto Israel from all their enemies around about, that Joshua waxed old and stricken in age, and Joshua called for Israel and for their elders and for their heads and for the judges and for their officers, and said unto them, I am an old man, stricken in age, and you have seen all that the Lord your God has done unto these nations because of you. For the Lord your God is he that has fought for you. Behold, I have divided unto you by lot these nations that remain to be an inheritance from your tribe, for your tribes, from Jordan, with all the nations that I have cut off, even unto the great sea westward. And the Lord your God, he expelled them from before you and drive them from out of your sight, and you shall possess their land. And the Lord your God has promised unto you. Excuse me. He did not promise unto those people that are over there. They are not the real children of Israel. Real children of Israel was brought over here in slave ships. And when I say brought over here, I'm talking about the land of the United States as well as other parts of the world. Our Father divided up the land. He sent us because of our forefathers' disobedience to him. He sent us to different parts of the world, and I'm waiting for him to come back. I think he's coming back. I have not seen, I think we are under the plague by the West Coast, the South, and the East. All those things are happening in the Midwest. So, I'm seeing that there's a difference in the change, the climate of the earth. So I'm wondering if these are plagues, just as he had to give the children of Egypt plagues. Seems like he's given those plagues to the United States because the United States of America won't let his children go. And his children are us. And I think he's coming back to restore us. I know I have maybe a year or so ago, I read in, I forget where it was, but it says nobody had asked him to restore us. Well, I did. I asked him to restore us because I'm tired of the enemy killing up our children and getting away with it. I'm ready for them to be enslaved and do we're going to do unto them as they have done unto us. I won't be forgiving of them. God will have to forgive you because I don't think I will. You've been too mean, and if I can pay you back, I will pay you back. Our Father is coming to pay you back, and I'm not going to plead forgiveness for you. I will not do as that young man did in Texas, or that judge in Texas. I don't forgive you. I want to see you paid back for all the wrongdoings that you have done. Verse 5. We are in chapter 23 and Joshua 23. And the Lord, our God, he shall expel them from before you and drive them from out of your sight, and you shall possess their land. And the Lord your God has, as the Lord your God has promised unto you. Be you therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that you turn not aside from therefrom to the right hand or to the left, that you come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of their name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourself unto them. So you don't bow yourself unto these other gods, but cleave unto your God as he has done unto you until this day. Let me read verse 8 again. But cleave unto the Lord your God as you have done unto this day. For the Lord has driven out from before you great nations and strong. But as far as you, no man has been able to stand between you unto this day. No man of you shall chase 1,000 for your Lord, your God. Let me read verse 10 again. No one man of you shall chase 1,000 for the Lord your God. He it is that fighteth for you, as he has promised you. Take good heed, therefore, unto yourselves. And to heed means to pay attention unto yourselves, that you love the Lord your God. Thus, if you do in any wise go back and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, even these that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them and go in unto them, and they to you, know that for a certainty that the Lord your God will no more drive out any of these nations from before you, but they shall be a snare and a trap unto you, and scourge in your side, and thorn in your eyes, until you perish from this good land which the Lord your God has given you. And behold, this day I am going the way of the earth, and you shall know in all your heart and in all your soul that not one thing has failed of you all the good things which the Lord God, your God, spake concerning you. And let me read verse 14 once again so you can have a good understanding of that. And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and you know in all your heart and in all your souls that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake unto you concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing has failed thereof. Therefore, it shall come to pass that as all good things are come upon you, which the Lord your God promised you, so shall the Lord bring upon you all evil things which he has destroyed you from off this good land which the Lord your God has given you. When you have transgressed the covenant of the Lord, transgress means to break the law of the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you and has given you, and served other gods and bowed yourself to them, then shall the anger of the Lord be kindled against you. I need to read verse 16 over again, and that is the end reading of chapter 23. Let me read it to you again. Verse 16. When you have transgressed against the covenant, that means broke the law of the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and have gone and served other gods and bowed yourself to them, then shall the anger of the Lord be kindled against you, and you shall perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord has given unto you. That reads the end of chapter 23. And so, sheep, I want you to pick up and read all of chapter 24 for Tuesday, as well as, excuse me, she had the bit out of in what's in Judges chapter 1. And I will be talking on about chapter 1. I intend to talk about chapter 1 of Judges, but don't forget to read all of chapter Joshua 24. And we have learned quite a bit. I should have written the things down that we have learned, but I did not write them all down. I hope maybe she can remember what has been written and what I have read to you all. Now, let us have a closing word. Again, I want you to read chapter Joshua 24 and then read all of Judges chapter 21. That's what we're going to read for next time. We meet on next Tuesday, 11 a.m. And again, I will meet you again on Friday afternoon if it's the Lord's will. Nonetheless, let's have a closing prayer. Father, thank you for all that you do for us. We ask you for your protection from the evil one. You have brought us this far. Lord, don't let us turn around and go back. Let us do as you said for us to do in the Old Testament. I say this prayer in the Yeshua's name. And remember, children, our sheep, take James chapter 4 and verse 14 along with you. If it is God's will, I will be back to speak to you all Tuesday, and I will be happy to speak to you all Tuesday, because it's been rough this last few months. All of October has been rough, and a few weeks, well, this is just first week of November, it has been rough too. But our Father has been, he has been good to me. I praise him and I thank him. Listen up, sheep. I want you to go and purchase this song from Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play. Just go to one of those and purchase this song, High and Lifted Up. It'll only cost you about $1 or $2. It's a song. It was produced by graduates of Columbia College in Chicago. And one of the, well, my nephew produced a song, and one of his college friends that plays with him helped him to play the music. And it really sounds professional, and you'll be glad to hear it. The music is played professional. Listen, sheep, God loves you, and I love you too. I want you to remember that. My heart.
Help me. Father.